Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 1, The Kingdom of God, the Realm of the Divine Life, and of the Divine Species. Wednesday, Related Verses, Romans 8, 2, and 6. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 5, 1 and 2 and 17. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and boast because of the hope of the glory of God. 17. For if by the offense of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Romans 8, 10 and 11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working, for his good pleasure. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep the steadfast of mind in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Related reading. Romans 8:6. Says that the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Verse 2 speaks of the law of the Spirit of life, and verse 11 speaks of the Spirit who dwells in us. In Ephesians 4:18, there is the life of God. The unbelievers are alienated from the life of God. Then verse 19 says that they are past feeling. Hebrews 8:10 says that in the new covenant, God writes his laws within the believers. Then 1 John 2:27 speaks concerning the anointing that teaches the believers concerning all things. John 15:4-5 speaks of our mutual abiding with the Lord. And Philippians 2:13 speaks of God operating in us, both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. In the whole New Testament, you cannot find a verse that directly uses the term the sense of life. But the sense of life is thoroughly implied and referred to in all the above verses. The sense of life on the negative side is the feeling of death, a kind of negative feeling. Romans 8:6 is altogether a verse of sensation because it says that the mind set on the flesh is death. When you set your mind on the flesh, you have the sense of death. You feel that death is there. The feeling of death is the inner feeling of weakness, emptiness, uneasiness, restlessness, depression, dryness, darkness, pain, etc. on the negative side. When you sense that you are weak, empty, uneasy, restless, depressed, dried up, darkened, and in pain within, this indicates that death is there. When death is present, this means that you have set your mind on the flesh. To set the mind on the flesh simply means to live in the flesh. The mind is the key of our daily walk. The key opens the gate for us to walk on the way. To set the mind on the flesh simply means to open the gate of the flesh and to walk the fleshly way. Thus, when you sense that death is present, you have to realize that you are living, walking in the flesh. This is the negative function of the sense of life. On the positive side, the sense of life functions to give us a consciousness of the following positive things: strength, satisfaction, peace, rest, release, liveliness, watering, brightness, comfort, etc. Instead of being weak, we are strong. Instead of being empty, we are satisfied. Instead of uneasiness and restlessness, we have peace and rest. Instead of depression, we have release and liveliness. We have a sense of watering versus dryness, brightness versus darkness, and comfort versus pain. All these are the positive feelings we have from the function of the sense of life. When we have these kinds of feelings, we have to realize that this is the working of the sense of life. Thus, in Romans 8:6, the main thing that is implied is the sense of life. To set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. This is altogether a matter of sensation and consciousness. The consciousness is the sense of life. It functions not only to guide us, but also to govern us, to control us, and to direct us. The feeling of death and the feeling of life and peace are the two aspects of the meaning of the sense of life. Ephesians 4:19 says that the unbelievers are, quote, past feeling. Feeling here refers mainly to the consciousness of one's conscience. The most careless people concerning their inner feeling are the most sinful people. The unbelievers who endeavor to be good persons surely would take care of their inner feeling. Just to be governed by the law, by the police, is not up to the moral standard. Even with the unbelievers, the moral standard must be according to the inner feeling of their conscience. Of course, the sense of life for a believer is not simply a matter of the conscience, but it is related to the consciousness of the conscience, according to the sense of life, the life of God.